Today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Buzzsprout. If you're considering starting a podcast, Buzzsprout has helped well over 100,000 people start their own podcast. What's great is they provide all the necessary tools and resources to launch a professional podcast from those who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. Follow the link in the show notes to get started today and to receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hey everybody, before we get started with today's episode, I just want to remind you guys to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. Also, if you're streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Then finally, I'm also offering a 1-hour free coaching session for new clients. If you're looking for help on taking the next step in your self-improvement journey, let me know and let's work together to get your dreams and goals accomplished. Head over to my page and book a coaching session for free at www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com. Welcome to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I am your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 26. And as always, I am joined with my wonderful, talented co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hi, and happy Monday.
We are very excited to join with you guys as this is a new series in the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. We just finished recording the New Year's Resolution episode, so if you've missed out, I highly recommend you guys to jump back last 3 or 4 episodes and revisit those. But if you're caught up, I want to say thank you. So today we are going to be diving into a very interesting subject, and I think it's one that has challenged us greatly. But before we dive into there, I have to ask you, what is something you are really bad at? And no matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you do, but it just seems like it's not enough. Now, there's a reason why we're starting the episode with this question, because it's going to kind of act as a leeway into today's topic. So for me, I'm going to say public speaking. And I know a lot of you guys might be like, well, that doesn't seem right. You know, Byron has his own podcast and he does a lot of speaking. And I do, but I'm going to be honest with you. For years and years, even way back in elementary school, I was that kid that was in the back, that was just kind of back deep in my seat when the teacher says, hey, does anyone have an answer to this question? And I'm sitting there like, no. Like, even if I knew the answer, I just refused to be called on. And, you know, and then when I was called on, I was like, oh, no. So, I mean, I'm sure that some of my classmates that was in school with me and that is listening to this podcast, they're going to be like, yeah, Byron wasn't much of a public speaker. And I mean, even with today, you know, it has challenged me, but I think that's one thing that I feel that, you know, I was really bad at. How about you, Kristen?
I have always felt like a terrible mathematician. I remember back in elementary school, it was a subject I hated so much. Actually, all through school, it was a subject that I hated. I remember in sixth grade, I got a D on one of my report cards in math. And I was just so discouraged. I was like, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm just never going to be a great mathematician. Right. So that's always something I have always struggled with.
Right. And I was the same way. Like, even in college, I took a public speaking class, and I was the same way. And even when I got up and just summoned the courage to get up and actually speak in front of my classmates, I kept telling myself, like, you know, you're just not a public speaker. You know, no matter what you do, you know, how much you invest into it, you're just not going to be good enough. So these are examples of a fixed mindset. So today, that's what we want to talk about, is a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Because honestly, there's two big differences. And I think a lot of us, we can benefit by just restructuring what we're saying to ourselves each and every day. What I really would love to dive into is the differences. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be an excellent starting point. The differences between a fixed versus a growth mindset. So with a fixed mindset, this is something that you tell yourself every single day. And no matter what you do, like me with public speaking, that is the way it is. If you are not good at math, you're just not good at math.
Right.
If you're not good at public speaking, guess what? You're just not good enough at public speaking. And these are things that we tell ourselves. Now, it's not, they're not necessarily true.
Right.
But at the same time, too, these are affirmations we are affirming to ourselves each and every day.
Limiting beliefs.
Exactly. So, I mean, so what are we doing today to have these fixed mindsets?
It's also an idea, too, that you're only going to be so good ever. And when you're born, you're just born this way. And it's never going to be any different. And a mistake is a proof that you're not talented. That's how you think about things if you have a fixed mindset.
Right. And honestly, like a fixed mindset as well, it's not always something that you do or what you say. It could be something that was learned.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, we'll go with the math. So say, for example, if you grew up and your mom was not good at math.
Yes.
Subconsciously, you're telling yourself, because my mom was not good at math, I'm not going to be good at math. Or if my father was not much of a speaker when we go out in public, he wasn't very sociable. So therefore, that is who I am because that is the way my folks were.
It's actually funny you bring that up because you guys know I'm a teacher. And during parent-teacher conferences, I cannot tell you the number of times that I have a parent saying to me, well, I'm not surprised that they're having trouble in math or reading because I was a student in school that struggled too. So they just take after me.
Really?
Yes, all the time.
Oh. Well, I mean, I can see that as well. People using, I think they use their fixed mindsets as well. Yes. As an excuse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so if something does not work out in my favor, then it is a fixed mindset. So therefore, we can put our blame on something else.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
So that's a fixed mindset. So what is a growth mindset? What does that look like? So a growth mindset is something that you're challenging yourself each and every day with. So for example, public speaking again. You know, I could tell myself I suck at public speaking. But yet, at the end of every single day, I can say that I'm improving by what? Working towards achieving a better public speaking ability. So like with podcasting, for example, again, like I've told you guys, you know, when I first started podcasting, me being by myself in my own room with a microphone, I was still pretty scared because I know that my podcast could potentially be heard by hundreds. Nowadays, it's heard by thousands every week. And, you know, when I first started, I was really scared. But right now, I'm very excited because with my growth mindset, I can achieve becoming a better public speaker.
I think growth mindset is also the idea of your brain is a muscle. Mm. And the more that you do something, the stronger it becomes. And you don't see mistakes as evidence that you don't have any talent. You see mistakes as an opportunity to improve and to learn something new to make you better.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with that. A buddy of mine mentioned to me a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about his New Year's resolutions and how he was just struggling working out. And he sees all these people at the gym that are lifting 100, 200 some pounds, and here he's lifting like 10 pound weights. and it's like I told him too, it takes time. Like you can't just like get a gym membership and then within a week you're in there with the other bodybuilders. I mean, the other bodybuilders started where you were at. And so with what Kristen said, It's like going to the gym. It's like any other muscle in your body. You have to work it every single day in order to grow, hence the growth mindset. If, say, for example, again, with public speaking, if it was something I just talked about, but I never put any action behind it, then I'm not growing. In the same way, again, you know, practicing math or, you know, going on walks or whatever it might be. You just have to continuously work on it in order to improve. And I was listening to this one podcast a while ago, and they were talking about, you know, something very similar to this, how to become a better version of yourself. And I thought it was really interesting when they said that, you know, hey, I want to become a better basketball player, but I need to watch another video. I need to watch another game. Well, yeah, you can sit there and watch, you know, several games, how many games, you can do all the research you want. But the only way you can become a better basketball player is if you get your ass out on the court,
right?
And actually practice and shoot some hoops. Because that's the only way you're going to become better, is if you put practice in it. And it's the same way with our growth mindset. It's something you have to practice every day. It's something that you don't do some of the time. It's something you do all the time.
Something that is coming to mind to me right now, fixed and growth mindset is actually something that we teach at the elementary school level.
Okay.
We actually use this as a method of teaching social emotional learning.
Okay.
And so we basically teach kids how to talk about themselves. Mm. So one thing that is coming to my mind immediately, at the beginning of the year, I do all of these like assessments to see where kids are as they come in.
Okay.
And one of the assessments I always do is a reading assessment where I listen to them read. And then I ask them questions to see how well they understood what they read.
Okay.
And this year, I would say a good 75% of my students, when I was listening to them read at the beginning of the year, before they even read the first syllable, they said the same thing to me.
What is?
They said, what? I'm not good at reading.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I said, I'm not a good reader. I'm really bad at reading. And I looked at them and I said, well, I don't think you're bad at reading at all. I said, could you be better at reading? Of course. I was like, but you could be better at everything. I was like, and that's the point of this, is for us to see where you have opportunities to improve. I was like, so I don't want you to say anymore, I'm bad at reading. I want you to say, I'm getting better at reading.
Right. And it goes back to what I coach here on my coaching programs. One thing we talk about is the compound effect. And a lot of people, they think, hey, again, if I want to be a good reader, I'm going to have to be able to break open a novel and be able to read it efficiently within a few days. Because if I can't, I'm not a good reader. But honestly, like when we step back and we really look at, like, how can we break that down? And one of our steps in our 7-step program, in my morning routine program, we focus on reading. And we don't read by time, we read by pages. So if you have a book that's 365 pages and you read one page a day, you can accomplish an entire book within a year. But it's not about how fast you can get there. It's how well you can develop yourself through the process, becoming 1% better every day, and knowing that that 1% is good enough because it is a step in the right direction. Again, you know, we weren't born right with the gifts and the talents. You know, it's something that we have to learn. You know, public speaking, reading. You know, no one's popping out like Einstein's here. I don't think so. But, you know, it's something that you have to put practice every day and becoming 1% better, because it's easy to measure progress when you're taking steps than instead of leaps. So Kristen actually came up with a quite impressive analogy the difference between a growth in a limited mindset.
Yep. So one way to explain the difference between a growth and a limited mindset is to think about how a person sees a rainy day. So someone with a fixed mindset is going to look outside, see it raining, and say, this sucks. This is just awful. This sucks. This is going to ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck inside. It's going to be boring. Whereas a person with a growth mindset is going to look outside at that rain and say, it's raining. Well, that gives me a chance to do some art that I wanted to do. That gives me a chance to read this book I've been wanting to try. Also, the plants are going to get all kinds of water. The oceans and the rivers and lakes are going to get the water that they need to go through the water cycle and help with the cycle of life. So
yeah.
This is a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. You know, the difference in my eye from a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset is all about self-talk. You know, so what are you telling yourself during these quote unquote difficult times? So if it is your day off and you're playing on a day outside, and if it's raining out, you know, you can just chop it up to be a crappy day and spend all day watching Netflix or Peacock. Or, I mean, you can chop it up in another way and say, you know what? Yes, it is raining outside, but, you know, the plants, the trees, you know, nature needs this rain in order to flourish. But then you can also take the opportunity to take care of inside things as well.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, looking at things like the glasses half full versus half empty is all about perception. And I think with a growth mindset, you look at all the positives versus the negatives.
And you see everything as an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. So those are the differences from a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Again, with a fixed mindset, you know, it's all about negativity. You build barriers and you block your potential. Rather, if it is reading, hey, I'd love to be able to read a full-on novel book, but you know, maybe I don't have the attention span to do it. Or maybe I'm not smart enough to do it. Versus a growth mindset, you can say, you know, I have not read a novel book, but I think I'm going to take the time and start reading today. Or if I need to be able to build my vocabulary, you know, and spending some time and actually reading other books or maybe even taking a class.
We actually saw this really cool visual while we were doing some research for this episode. And the visual that we saw was, it was the growth mindset was a picture of a tree, but the leaf part was actually a brain that was growing. And then on the fixed mindset, we saw a brain with a lock and key around it and chains. And so that's a really good way to look at it is, you know, if you have a fixed mindset, you think, well, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yep.
Versus if you have a growth mindset, you think sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
So there's some things that you can kind of see how that these sort of thinking styles will help you understand if you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. People with a fixed mindset, you might think, I can't do it. I'm not good at this. It's good enough. It's too hard. I'm afraid of making a mistake. They're better at it than I am. I don't know how. I can't make this any better. I don't like challenges and I give up.
Yeah, and for a second here, I mean, when's the last time you guys ever used any of those phrases? I mean, you can go ahead and put your hands up. You know, no one will be able to see you, but I think we're all kind of guilty of having that limited mindset.
And then if you think about the growth mindset, a person that has a growth mindset, instead of thinking those other things, is going to think things like, I'm still learning. I'll keep trying. What can I learn to get better at this? Is this the best I can do? With more practice, it will get easier. Mistakes are how I learn and get better. What can I learn from these mistakes? What can I learn from this person? I can learn how to do this. I can always find ways to improve. Challenges make me better, and I'll try it a different way.
so you guys are listening to this, now you can kind of think like, okay, maybe if I just reframe my thinking, just reframe your process of things that you are telling yourself every single day. And so what are you telling yourself? I am not good enough. How about reframing it and say, you know, this is challenging now, but once I have put my effort in, I will be better. You know, so reframing it to get out of that negative mindset, that fixed mindset, into something more beautiful, something more grown, into a growth mindset, can serve you so much more than what you're doing now. So we're going to go ahead and revisit our questions that we asked ourselves in the beginning of the episode. So what is something you're really bad at, and no matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough? So with public speaking, going off what Kristen, I'm sorry.
He renamed me.
Yes. The one thing I can say is, you know, I can't do it. I can't public speak. Now, I can say, although public speaking is difficult for me, but I am still learning and I'm going to keep trying. And thus, I'll become better at public speaking.
Well, when I think about math, the one thing I always saw as a child was, it's too hard. So I can reframe that as, with more practice, it will get easier.
Absolutely. So my call to action for you guys today is, go ahead and write out your fixed mindset opportunities. So what are the things that you are telling yourself that you just can't accomplish? What is very difficult for you to do? What are the things you are telling yourselves today that holds you back from your full potential, that fixed mindset? And how do you turn it into a growth mindset solution? So very similar to what Kristen and I just talked about, what can you do today to become better tomorrow through analyzing the difference between a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset? Well, that is all the time we have on today's episode. If you guys love today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our future episodes. And if you can do me a favor, go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode and go ahead, tag me on Instagram at Coach with Byron, and share today's episode with your friends and family. We only grow when you guys share our episodes with your friends and family. Through grassroots marketing, we don't have any kind of expensive marketing budget behind us. We just do this through you guys and your loyalty with our podcast. So I greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we appreciate you guys, and we wish you all a great day. Take care.